everybody. Welcome to Come to Your Senses with me, Carlos Jaime, or Jamie, because we're in America. Say that, Carlos Jamie. I don't mind. To be honest with you, if you call me Carlos Jamie, I'm not going to flip my lid being like, hey, I'm a Latino, man. You need to respect, you know, whatever. What, it's just a name, okay? You could call me Los. You could call me Jammy Jam, Jaime Jaime, Carlos, you know, whatever it is. Well, welcome to the show. Okay, just now that we got that over with, just want to say, but we have a great show. We're going to see some three trailers, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Don't forget the Zombies, Deadpool, and How to Be Single, because we do need to know how to be single, because definitely not a lot of people know about that. All right, sweet to myself. I don't know how to be single. So we have a great guest, but let me introduce Mr. Jorge Reyes coming back. How you doing, Jorge? You good? How was your trip?
Great.
It was good. You, where were you? Where'd you go?
Guatemala.
Yeah. That was nice, huh?
It was great.
It was good. The beaches?
No.
No? Okay. No. Just, I always go like, what's the mountains?
I went to Guatemala City.
Oh, Guatemala. Just hanging out in the city. All right. There you go. Guatemala City there. The city of Guatemala. There we go. There we go. Well, let me introduce my guest. She's a very talented artist. She's amazing, super talented. The ideas that come out of this woman is amazing. We're going to get down to it. Miss Hillary Bauman.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast world.
Thank you.
How you doing? Good?
I'm doing great.
Wow. So we were talking earlier and you are ready for WonderCon?
I'm not even close.
Okay.
I have a lot of work to do.
Wow. You have a lot of stuff to do. It's WonderCon is a convention. It's similar to, people who have never heard it, like, I guess Comic-Con, right?
It's pretty much exactly that, except it hasn't been bought out by the industry yet.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lot more focused on the artists who do, you know, anywhere from big time publishing to small independent publishers.
Right.
And it's really focused on people who make the art, which is why I like to go to it.
There you go.
And be part of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because I was about to say, Comic-Con, is not really about the comic books anymore.
Not really,
it's like,
no.
Yeah, is there one guy in one booth going like, hey guys, I got a comic book over here, and they're like, fuck off, really, dude? Just go away. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, Quentin Tarantino was at last year's Comic-Con, and he's pushing a new comic book.
Yeah.
So it just depends.
Yeah, you would think, because when I was a kid growing up, I mean, I love comic books. I'd always go to the little, whatever magazine stand,
the newsstand,
the newsstand there, and they would have a rack, you know, and all these things.
I've got some comic books on the rack,
yeah,
going near my house.
I don't know, that's how I did it. You know, they would have the Incredible Hulk. They'd always think, and I'd be like, wow, like who are these guys? Like, what is this? I want to get involved, and that was my thing. That's it. Like, after that, I didn't really, see anything. And then it just grew into, like, graphic novels and more, like, and even Marvel and DC, like, all their old characters then became, like, into newer, type of characters. Like, they'd always be like, what's a newer version that we could spin off Spider-Man or the X-Men or Superman? You know, what if Batman's a real jerk? You know what I mean? It was always like one of those things. And I'm like, I never thought of that. To me, it was like very simple. You know, Batman just beating a lot of guys up. Spider-Man, saying, hey, sorry, And that was it. Like, it was cool because when they always to be continued at the end, I'm like, damn. Now I gotta wait another week.
I mean, it really is one of the longest American serials that we have.
Right.
Especially Batman and Superman. They've been around since 1939, 1940.
Forget it, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. That's
a long time.
Yeah. And that's crazy how, like, back then, like, who would have thought of that? Like, who would have been, like, a Batman, like, a vigilante? That's basically what he was, really, in a way, He wasn't...
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't, like, I mean, I guess when they created him, he was a good guy, but still, I'm like... I don't think it has anything to do with the law, really. So.
No, I mean, they were just about to go to war. There was a lot of, we'd have American pride and people had to stand up for what they believed in and justice.
Justice. That was the whole thing. They wanted to,
But then they reinvented him in the 1960s.
Right. Well, yeah, they had the TV show and everything, and it's like, what? And that was my take. And even as a kid watching the Batman 60 show, like, I'm like, what the?
So brilliant.
It is campy beyond campy.
Beyond. The villains are the best.
Oh, whoever did the casting did a great job because, the people play, like Adam West and I don't even know who played the, I think it was Burt Ward, yeah, played Robin. But Adam West is Batman. You know, not the greatest, like, actors in the same. Like, you know, this was, like, their first gig and everything. But the villains, they were like, let's get, like, you know, Cesar Romero as the Joker. And it's like, Cesar Romero? Like, really? He's going to do that? And he did it. He didn't even shave his mustache. Like, I remember being, like, as a kid being like, is it me or does he have a mustache under that white guy? And I go I guess he is the Joker, but like, and then they had Burgess Meredith as mm-hmm. as the Penguin, mm-hmm. and then
he's amazing.
Yeah, and you're just like, whoa, like
theater trained.
Yeah, like they got legitimate. Like I'm shocked that Laurence Olivier did not come in that mix because I'm pretty sure if you would have given him a couple grand, maybe here and there, I mean, I'm pretty sure he would have been like, you know what, why not? Let's do it.
I'll be Killer Croc.
Yeah, exactly. He
didn't even have him yet.
No, yeah, I know. But, I mean, they had the Riddler was, they had all these great character actors playing. Like, Vincent Price, I remember playing the Egghead.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, like, it was a great, and that's what I think made it fun, because as a kid, like, you had those cheesy, you know, characters, but the villains, like, they really fully acted as the villain. That's what made it fun. So I kind of wish that kind of happen now, because I mean, it's, I guess, like Doctor Who is kind of like that now, right?
Where they get
like, because I wasn't really a fan of Doctor Who, like, growing up. I don't think they had it here, like,
not the original British version.
So later on when they were coming back, they would always have like a Doctor Who, and it'll always be like some theater trained big Broadway, like, super head. I'm like, they know this is Doctor Who, right? Like, are they just saying, like, are they going, like, I'm finding no work. I got to do something here, you know? Or it's like, you know, I had a chance to work with Steven Spielberg and, you know, Robert Altman, but Doctor Who came in. And I have to do that. Sorry.
Well, it's a very popular British show.
Yeah, it is. Know? And it's,
you got to have British shows for British actors.
Yeah. I know. I kind of wish, like, that didn't happen. Like, I wish, like, Robert De Niro would have been in, like, A-Team or something. And then, one episode. One episode, at least.
Have you seen the pilot for A-Team, the original?
No, I don't think I have.
It is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not in the way that they meant to be hilarious, but, like, or is it just be, like, really campy, right?
It was very campy. Yeah. And, you know, you should rewatch it. All of you fans out there should rewatch the opening of the A-Team.
Yes. I'll check it out right now. Right there. There we go.
George Peppard basically is in a crocodile suit the entire episode.
Uh-huh. Of course. He's George Peppard. He was in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
I know,
and
you think, this is a very far cry from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Can you imagine, like, you're in these, movies and all that, and now you're acting alongside a huge guy with a mohawk and chains around it, and he's the star, I'm just kind of a second banana, really. And, you know, and who's the guy who played Murdoch? He was great. I always loved that guy.
Yeah. I'd have to look up his name. I can't remember everybody.
Dirk Benedict. Dirk Benedict was face. Like, he was such a good looking, but he was like...
Totally.
But he was douchey before douchey, but yet he was cool enough to hang out in a way. You know what I mean?
Because, like, he had a nerd factor.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, he knew... He was like Bradley Cooper. Like, Bradley Cooper would have, you know, it's like that way, you know. But the guy who played Murdoch... I mean,
Dwight Schultz.
Yeah, Dwight Schultz. There you go. Someone give him an Emmy. I don't know why they
he
never.
He did play crazy very well.
Yeah, he played it perfectly. I'm pretty sure if that was out now, they would have been giving Dwight Schultz like a ton of Emmy nominations, because who would play a character? Like, the guy was obviously insane. Like, I mean, and the way he would interact, Dwight Schultz would interact, or the character Murdoch would interact with B.A. Baracus. It was the most awkward moments, but yet they were so hilarious. Like, I wish those two, they should have just done an episode where it would have been just B.A. and Murdoch for the whole episode trying to figure out a crime, because they got Like, he got so much on nerves on BA that I'm amazed that BA just didn't kill him.
Just
pop him. And then, like, oh, so crazy. It was, and then Murdoch was the one that always saved him most of the time.
Sure.
Like, yeah.
Because he was pretty much the smartest one.
Yeah. And he was so crazy that he was not even wanted by the law.
He starts out in the insane asylum.
Yeah. And yet he just happened to be with it. I'm like, he has like nothing to do. I would have been like, you know what, guys, I know you're under the law, but I kind of had my, you know.
Right.
And no, he was.
I think they were really commenting on how crazy pilots were after Nam.
Yeah.
Because if you'd flown like a helicopter or a plane in Nam, you were obviously nuts.
Right.
Like, and this
was their thing. Sort of like
a blanket sweep.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Explaining somebody like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, you could only imagine what this guy was shooting at in the jungles. You know, I don't know what he did.
Right.
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, he probably killed a lot of tigers in Vietnam. And he probably was like, I killed some tigers. Like, what do you want from me? Where's my military award for tiger killing? Jesus Christ.
They have a lot of tigers in Vietnam.
Do they? They don't?
I don't know. There's jungle, but
I don't know. Maybe
more of a leopard.
Maybe a leopard. Maybe. We'll see. I'm going to find that out. I'm going to investigate that. Vietnam has to have some type of big cat. Next, you know, it is a jungle.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Maybe a panther.
Maybe a panther.
Black panther.
Yeah. Maybe.
The civil rights organization.
Not the black. You never know. They were there too. There might have been a couple guys in there in the mix, you know?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying. It would have been one of those things. But man, it's, but I, the WonderCon and the Comic Cons, like, I've seen that the nerds, the geeks, and the whole thing, they have taken over Hollywood. It is everywhere.
The geeks were right. It's time to be one.
Because when I was a kid, I mean, it was a rare thing to see. Like, I remember when Batman came out, the Tim Burton movie, and, you know, there was no, like, they try to do a new Superman. They try to do all these other things. But nowadays, like, if one work, like, let's just do the whole library, you know. Yep. Let's get them all out, you know. Let's get them out. Now, back then, it was like, I don't know. Does anybody know these guys? Right. Like, any of these things? So I think a lot of people caught up. I think that a lot of people, the comic book business did their job in saying, like, listen, you know, let's do this whole thing. Let's come up with new characters that are funner, you know, a little bit more like there. And even, and the one that I really enjoyed, I remember like in high school, reading it, because I thought it was just going to be a comic book in a way. And then it just became more with the Watchmen.
Oh yeah.
And when I read that, I was like, this is like way better. Like, I felt like it changed my perspective on how far you could put like reality to that thing. Mm-hmm. The same way, like when I saw Batman Begins, when I saw that, you know, when I said like, they're doing another Batman, why? What's the point? Uh-huh. And I'm like, and then when I saw that, I'm like, it's basically like, what if this is like a real, like a realistic approach to the thing, you know? It's not like this campy, this not
different
cartoon
style of filmmaking.
It's like, no, we're gonna do it like as realistic. Like, I loved it when they would have like the cops, you know, the cop cars, and they would have like Gotham on there, like if it was like New York or LA. And I'm like, that's cool. Like,
it was
more
like supposed to be Chicago,
yeah,
even though it was shot in downtown LA,
or something like that. But I'm like, that's kind of cool. Like, I mean, and the fact that like Batman, you know, would get hurt, like he would be real hurt and real there, and it's I'm like, yeah, like he's not Superman, he's like a regular guy, you know.
Although that original, the Tim Burton Batman,
yeah,
there's nothing like that movie.
No, I remember as a kid, a lot of people, Michael Keaton was not, people were saying that it was like Michael Keaton is
still
Bruce
my favorite.
And I'm like, and my thing was like, well, he's playing Bruce Wayne, you know, he's not really, like he's playing Batman, but he has a mask under him. So that's how it worked. Like, he was perfect as Bruce Wayne.
He was
like
great. Right there. Yeah.
And yet under the mask, it was like a different, you know, he did it really well. Like, he didn't have to be necessarily like the tough guy, but the way he spoke and the way he did it, you know, it made it, you know.
Right. And then Batman 2 by Burton also gets so much flack. But if you rewatch that film, the art direction alone is incredible.
Right. They made it more darker and martyr, like
very
scary.
Psychological.
Yeah. And I remember like when they did Batman Returns, Tim Burton, like they were getting on his case about that because they were saying like how dark it was and how this. And I'm like, like it's Batman. Like,
I know,
it's
right?
it's like that's that world.
Wait, 15 years and we've got a really dark
Batman. I know, exactly. Because I mean you had the Penguin and you had a Catwoman, and you know, like they were, you know, a little bit like just darker compared to like the Joker was darker, but Jack Nicholson, like, it was a fun, like, he was the Joker. Like, he was very charismatic and very like this. And I love those. I loved it when he was getting punched by Batman and he puts these glasses on, like these really 80s, like, styles looking glasses. And he goes, "You want to put your guy with glasses down?" And he just gets decked even more. And it's like, oh, I love that, man. Like, and then he shoots his friend, like, where he shoots his friend and he goes, "Guys, I'm going to need a minute." You know? And, like, I don't think anybody was even listening to what he was saying, but it was just funny the way he would just interact with his people. And he goes, like, even when he got, like, he had this thing where he got defeated by Batman, like, he took, you know, Batman took the girl away, and then he's like, "Man, where did those guys get this? You know,
I want those toys."
Yeah, like, he wasn't even, like, angry. You just seemed like, "Man, that looked pretty cool. Like, where does this guy get this thing?" You know? And that's what I loved about, like, it was perfect getting Jack Nicholson as that role that made it even better.
Yeah.
You know,
because I would like to see them do Arkham Asylum, though.
That's, yeah, okay.
That's my next, like, Batman desired movie. So Maybe not with Affleck, but somebody.
Yeah, Affleck. Yeah, that's what
but
I'm saying.
But who knows? You know, maybe he'll be okay.
He's wearing a mask, so let's just say that. Let's just say that.
He can pull off a Bruce Wayne, I think he's going to be a handsome Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, because Bruce Wayne isn't the guy, like, even Adam West played him, and everything. Like, he's not the guy where you're like, "Oh, God, Bruce Wayne's here. Oh, great." You know? Like, he's either, like, really lame-o, douchey. Like, he's just a rich guy. Right. You're just like, and that's why he's so perfect, because people would be like, "He's Batman." I don't think so.
Because every guy wants to be a little jealous of him.
Yeah, because, like, he's rich and he's got like in the Batman Begins. Like, it was perfect when he played like that. He's with these girls. He's got this thing, and I'm like, and it's like, it's this
getting into the swimming pool.
Yeah, and it's like, he can't be Batman. Everyone's gonna be like, "The guy's a douchebag. Like, what does he mean? He doesn't care about you."
Which, oddly enough, if you ask most men, straight men, and you say, "Would you rather be Superman or Batman?" Most of them, I would say 90%, usually say they want to be Batman.
Yeah.
And it's because he is mortal. He doesn't have any real superpowers. He just has a lot of money and is very smart.
Right.
And what guy doesn't want to be that?
exactly. Because Superman, you know, there's not a much. You can't really. He's Superman.
He's an alien.
Yeah.
You want to be an alien? That's cool. But most guys don't.
I could have a bazooka and point blank shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
And that's not going to do anything to me, you know. I don't, and to be honest with you, I mean, Superman's a fun guy, but I'd be kind of, like, scared. I'd be like, I don't want to piss the guy off. Like,
funny thing about Superman, if you even did that, he would still try to save you.
Right.
Because he's such a Boy Scout.
Exactly. And you'd get to the point where you're like, well, it's Superman. But my thing is, though, I mean, I'd be like, where is Superman? Like, why is he? Where is he? I have my house is on fire, damn it.
No. He can't be in every place at once.
Exactly. You know, see, that's what I'm saying, you know. But
damn you, Superman.
That's why. And I can only imagine that these debates and these talks were going to be going down to WonderCon. I'll tell you that much.
Oh,
right there.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
But good, really good stuff. Yeah. So, and it's fun. Like, last WonderCon in Anaheim, I sat next to a couple of guys who just put out a new Image comic book. So, you know, we've got new stories happening in the comic book world, and it's always really fun. And
right.
So, yeah.
People don't get hurt? Because we're in, like, Comic-Con, like, didn't, like, somebody get stabbed and somebody got run over? And
honestly,
I'm not
surprised. Yeah. The amount of people that are going to San Diego these years.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I had an uncle who said, "Should I take my little girls to San Diego?" And I said, "No."
No. That's not really. It's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not like you would think it would be for, like, the kids, it's not for the kids.
No, it's like that SNL skit about all of the Jedi toys.
Exactly. Like, it's a perfect skit because you basically had a Jedi, these new Star Wars figures, and kids are just like, they want to play around.
Right.
And
like, how we used to play with ours.
Exactly. And these guys, the older guys are, like, putting in boxes, they're putting in cases. They're saying, "Look at it." They're just like, and then they're going,
"Can't play. Gotta stay fresh."
And when they call, like, didn't he say, like, call him Dirt? Or he's like, "The Ken?" And when he's like, "Ken, like, what are you talking about? It's like Darth Vader." And it's like, it's no
Kylo
fun.
Ren.
Yeah. It's like, it's no fun with these guys. That's why I think sometimes, like, I'm a nerd at heart, like a geek or whatever it is. Like, I get it, but I don't want to ruin it sometimes. Like,
there's different levels.
Yeah. Like, that's what it is. You know what I mean? But I mean, But between, you know, let me get down to the there's a news story, because, you know, it rained today. It was crazy, you know, the weather and everything. It's you know, it's wintertime, right?
Right. It wasn't monsoon weather.
No. But it's still, it's cold and it's everything else. And, you know, I get it. You know, there's rivalries between comic books and everything, but there is a rivalry that's been going on for a long time, you know. And then let me say the headline right here for you, right here. And, says a skier reportedly pushes snowboarder off chairlift. Right there. That, guys, that's right. Again, this time of year always happens. Skiers and snowboarders are just, they're having it out. Another war, guys. Okay. It's getting bad. Okay. They're pushing each other off of chairlifts.
Can't we just get along?
Can we just get
in the snow?
It's a lot of snow. There's a lot of mountain guys. Come on. Can we just get along?
You know, the difference I always had with snowboarders and skiers is that snowboarders will literally be smoking pot on the chairlifts.
Okay.
And the skiers hate that.
Hate that. Yeah.
Because they're completely sober. They're waiting for their martini. Snowboarders are looking for the beer in the pot.
Right. See, and that's the thing. It's like an animal house in a way, right? It's like, or you have this kind of like cat. Caddyshack-ish kind of situation with rich versus poor.
It absolutely is.
And it's like, it's odd because when you're summoning a guy and you're like, he's skier. I'm like, well, he's young. Like, what? He's 25 years old. Why is he skiing? He should be snowboarding, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, but he came from a wealthy family, probably, you know?
Probably a wealthy family or somewhere in Europe.
Yeah, or something.
And the Alps.
And the snowboarder is like, they're too poor. They couldn't afford two skis. They had to get one ski and they had to figure it out somehow. Back in the day when you had one ski, you know, you had to tape your feet, you know, with like this, you know, the tape, duct tape, you had to, you know, rub it around on your feet. And that's how
take
you
take the tracks off your skateboard.
Yeah, that's how
it,
that's how it happened. I'm assuming that's how it happened. I'm pretty sure that's how it happened. You know, they would laugh at him, going like, "Look at this jerk with one ski."
Do you partake in
these not even close. I'm from LA. I haven't touched snow like in 30 something years. I'll tell you that much right there.
Are they getting some good snow right now? Where at Mammoth?
I assume so. I mean, it's
where did this happen?
This happened in Aspen, Colorado.
Oh boy,
that's. You know, come on.
Hello. Richest of the rich there.
Right, exactly. I don't know why the snowboarder was there. I don't know what's going on. But let's just say
lawsuit.
Yeah, big time. It says skiers and snowboarders often don't see eye to eye. But one skier who shared a chairlift with a snowboarder, oh boy, took things to a whole new level Sunday at Aspen Highlands. Okay, Aspen Highlands. It's pretty fancy there. It says the skier... A white man in his late 20s, early 30s. Very white man. Okay. Just to be specific.
Just in case you wanted to know.
Just in case you were really interested in what the race of this person was. But it says, took offense to a seemingly innocuous comment by the snowboarder sitting next to him and threw the man off the the Loge Peak chairlift, says Seth Becton of Aspen, the snowboarder who was pushed. Seth Becton. Oh, boy.
Oh,
that guy.
Poor Seth. Also white, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Seth. I'm going to say this guy had probably dreadlocks. I could have really envisioned Seth Becton what he looked like. He's got dreadlocks. He's got like a poncho, even though it's in the snow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he talks like this.
Hey, dude, bro. Yeah, and it's like we're not even close to any surfing, but yet we're talking at a surfer. Okay. It says Becton said he fell face first 20 to 25 feet to the ground.
Oof.
But fortunately landed in a large pocket of snow.
Snowpack, yeah.
Yeah, he goes, and was not injured. He's like, bro.
Did he seek the skier out?
I don't know.
He goes, throttle him? Or?
Let's see. He says, Becton said, I honestly thought I was dead. That sounds
well, you always know that you're not dead if you're thinking about
it. Yeah. He's like, I thought I was dead, but I'm not dead. He goes, because I didn't know where we were within the lift path. It's not cool to think anyone would do that. No, it's not cool.
No, it's not cool at all.
Seth says the incident occurred at about 9:30 a.m., though Becton, 28, did not report it. Until the end of the day, he had to go snowboarding.
It's like the mountains are calling. You got to answer.
He's like, dude, I can't go down to the authorities right now. Look at this. Look at this patch of snow.
That's a true snowboarder.
Yeah, that is right a true. He's
I gotta, will report my crime later right, in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's like, I, well, he, you know what? He probably has some weed probably. And he's like, you know, I don't think I'm in the right mood. He's like, oh shit, I got some weed. I can't go to the cops.
Might as well just smoke it. Forget yeah. about what happened yeah,
exactly.
till later.
Exactly.
And so at least it wasn't a racist pushing.
No, I don't know. No, it had nothing to do. Just, it's more about a class. It's yeah. more about class.
Yeah.
It's, and it says right here, it says, okay, he didn't, he said he was initially shaken by the incident and in a bit of shock. But since he wasn't injured, he decided not to let it ruin his powder day. Powder day. even this guy who's writing the article is like way into the lingo. A powder day, man.
Hey, man.
It's a powder
it's
day.
A powder day. Got to get out. Sun's shining.
I would be like, what the fuck does that mean? Powder day. That means like, are you?
It's
like
fresh powder. It's what you want when yeah. you're boarding.
Okay. So, wow. You seem like you know a lot. Do you know?
I might know a little bit.
Oh, are you a skier or are you a snowboarder?
I've done both.
Wow.
Okay. And I would have to say that I really like snowboarding.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't know. There's just something that's fresh and easy about it. Whereas skiing, you know, you got four yeah. things to think about and right. handle. But snowboarding, you got that one board. You're going down the mountain.
Going down. You get your, yeah. you're getting in the groove. It's like yeah. surfing. You know?
Yeah. It is like surfing, which is fun.
Right.
So.
And it says, okay, it says Jeff Hanley, spokesman, okay, not a spokesperson. Okay, we'll see. Jeff Hanley, spokesman for Aspen Skiing Company. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Said Monday that if the incident had been reported earlier, ski patrol and other officials would have been would have had a better chance of finding the skier. Still, the company plans to a full investigation and will try to find witnesses to track down the skier, he said. Deputy Alex Bruchetta, Director of Operations for the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office. Wow, he's got a really easy job. I tell you that, man. He's like, this guy.
Aspen.
I'll tell you this. There's not a whole lot of murders going on, probably, or not a lot of stuff. He's like, what? It's like Officer Bruchetta, wake up. What? He's like, we got a skier push a snowboarder off the chair. It's like, God damn it. All right.
Not again.
It's like, damn it. Let me get my stuff on. Damn it. You know, is my SUV ready? All right.
You know, go. I'm surprised that the snowboarder didn't have a GoPro camera on him because yeah. most of them do that.
Right. That's true. Right. Maybe
could have caught him on camera.
Well, he's poor. But I bet you the skier did. I bet you the skier probably did. I know. And he goes, deputies are working with officials at Aspen Highlands who are reviewing video taken at the mountain Sunday, he said. That's what the deputy said. And it says, as of Monday, Becton had not filed a report with the sheriff's office, Bruchetta said. However, considering the gravity of the offense, Bruchetta encouraged him to do so. he's like, Seth, can I call you Seth? You're a young man. Let's just get down to it. Come on. He's like, nothing's ever going to change, man. Everything's going to change. It's always going to be skiers versus snowboarders. They're rich and I'm poor.
Hey, at least they made it into the Olympic Games finally.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Right? Even Olympics kind
of that happened in our lifetime.
Wow. See, even the Olympics had a change, you know? That's what happened. I remember as a kid, when I saw this, I remember there was a raunchy 80s movie as a kid. A lot of nudity, a lot of swear words. So for an 8-year-old kid, this is heaven. I'll tell you that much. But it was called Hot Dog the Movie. Have you ever heard about this? Probably a weird title because it has a hot dog, the movie.
Now, was it H-O-T or H-A-U-T-E?
No, H-O-T.
Like, hot dog?
No.
Not even that cool.
I didn't even know how that didn't even go into the 80s in that one.
You're a hot dog on the mountain.
Yeah, that was basically what it was about. But you could have been like, a hot dog could have been anywhere. You could have been, Top Gun could have been called Hot Dog, the movie.
In fact, I think it was originally.
Originally?
And then they had to change it.
Because I think they were sued by Hot Dog, the original version.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't do
that. Like, somebody else is vying for that title.
Sorry, just name it. Why don't you guys just name it Top Gun? Okay. It's like, Top Gun, that sounds pretty good.
That's
thank
good.
You.
That's good. I like that.
It's like, I know. Well, I think it's stupid.
Hot
dog.
Hot gun.
Yeah,
something.
I know. No. Hot dog. It was like this farm boy who was a skier went to this competition, right? And he picks up like a hitchhiker who's this like real pretty girl, and he's this hot guy.
Oh, pretty girl hitchhiker.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, they get involved and everything, but then they get mixed up in the competition because you have this like Animal House crew, bunch of skier guys who are uh-huh. like, who really should have been the first snowboarders, I think, in my opinion.
Right.
And then they're against like this, like really, you know, douchey skier guys who are like German, who are like European,
yeah,
you know,
white trash.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my God. And it's like, it gets down to it. You know, you got this guy who's this young kid who's a hot dog going against the best.
The Germans.
Just the Germans.
The Germans.
Yeah. Oh man.
That's intense. Yeah. Because that used to be the rivalry.
Right.
It would be us against the Europeans.
Right.
But now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So that's why this movie was, I don't think it was a hit, but it was
not,
one.
No Better Off Dead kind of hit.
No, yeah, not even that close. I think I could mention to 10 people, have you ever heard of the movie Hot Dog the Movie? They would be like, is that an eating competition movie? Like, what are you talking about? It's like, never mind.
That's about a man with a hot dog cart in New York City.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. You would think something had to do with hot dog. Because even as a kid, I think you'd be going like, where's the hot dog? What are you talking about?
Did they even eat any hot dogs in the movie?
No, nothing at all. But you know who was in it was, I think his name was David Naughton or something. He was the lead guy in American Werewolf in London.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy, he was in Hot Dog.
The one who gets bit but doesn't die.
Exactly.
He turns into the werewolf.
Werewolf, yeah. He was right there. He took the young kid under his wing. Like, he was like the guy who used to be really good, but, you know, now he's gone down, but yet he's still a party animal, but you know, he knows his way around. You know what I mean? Whatever. He's like, it's like, this was like Roadhouse before Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was basically like in that sense. So yeah, when I see this thing, I'm like, maybe they should redo an Animal House and Skis. I would dig it.
Hey,
I would watch it.
I would too.
Yeah. But you know what?
They're redoing Roadhouse.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Ronda Rousey.
Is she the villain or she?
No, she's the Patrick Swayze character.
I was already putting her as a villain. I'm like,
that face.
Because that would be kind of very embarrassing being like, I mean, I got my ass kicked by this girl. Like, she just came out of the blue. I don't know where she came from.
She actually has, yeah, a really interesting story. Very, very cool gal. Although she did get the crap beat out of her in that last fight.
You know what? It happened. She was,
my girl from Albuquerque.
Yeah. I remember reading about her and how, you know, her mom taught her about the arm lock. Like, she was like a martial arts kid, really.
Oh, she wasn't just a waitress?
No, I don't think so.
No, give me a tip.
Yeah, I can imagine like the MMA guys are like, whoa, you see the way she opened that ketchup bottle? She's tough. Let's get her on. You know?
Right.
But that sort of thing. I mean, UFC was smart enough because a lot of people are like, be like, why is a girl like, why is the big deal? They would have just like not, they were like, she's selling tickets. Let's put her on. Let's
Absolutely.
Get her on. And they made her the star of the whole thing.
Lib.
They didn't care. They were like, we get it more advertising with her. So let's, she was a huge draw. So I think it's going to be a big, they do a, it was basically for her role. It was almost like almost to that part, like Mike Tyson, like she was just beating every girl in her company that I think she could just beat up any guy almost in a way.
I think most men.
But
yes.
Yeah. And then now she got in her last fight. She lost to it. So now
got her jaw broken.
Yeah. So now this is redemption time. Yeah. You know, this is Rocky III. Remember Rocky III?
Rocky III.
With B.A. Baracus? Yeah. He wasn't B.A. Baracus. He was another dumb name. I like how Mr. T in the 80s had these dumb stage name or these dumb names for his role.
It was just Mr. T.
Yeah,
why
like,
can't he just be Mr.
Like
T in every movie?
In real life was already Mr. T, and yet he was playing B.A. Baracus in A-Team, and he was Clubber Lang in Rocky III. And I'm like, does he have any normal name? Does any normal name exist to him?
John Smith?
Something, you know. Clubber Lang. I'm like, what? That's his name? Clubber Lang. I'm like, whatever. And he beat the crap out of Rocky, I remember. And then Rocky got back.
Yeah.
He got the Eye of the Tiger, and that was the way. You know who's got the Eye of the Tiger? These lovely English ladies. Let's get down the pike right here.
Down the pike.
We got Pride and Prejudice, and that was a good segue. You see, like,
that's
what I'm saying.
Really enjoyed that.
That was such a good segue that the inventor of the segue was like, wow, that's a great segue. That's what I'm saying.
So, have you ever ridden one of those?
No, I'm
Thank
scared.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm scared. I think I don't.
I always feel sorry for tourists that are on like the Segway tour.
Yeah,
going around the cities.
To be honest with you, like if I was in the future and that was like way like it was 2155 and I saw that was a transfer date, I'd be like. I don't know about this.
I'm still waiting for my hover skateboard.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Would be like, can't we just
be Marty McFly?
Yeah, already? or like be like Captain Kirk and just get into that machine and just go like that. To me, the best way to travel is that, in my opinion, just in and out.
Although the doctor would never do it. He never liked the transport.
No, you know why? Because he, you know what? He probably got in there drunk at night, probably messing around.
And the Romulan ale.
Yeah. And he probably went to like a thing, planet or whatever. And he's like, you know what? You can't go. It's like he got banned. Like he got banned into the Vegas version or whatever it was. He couldn't get back in. And that's why he's like, you know what? I'm sorry. He's like, I got banned for doing that, guys. That's why I can't do it.
He took too many, like, I went to too many
planets. I went all nighter. And I burned so many bridges with doing this thing. So
a transporter man.
So I can't do it anymore. So let's get down to Pride and Prejudice and zombies. You know, Pride and Prejudice. I don't know I don't think I've read that in school.
And you never seen any of the films or the miniseries?
No, them at all? No. Do you know? Or
I do. I also know this story as well.
Right.
But basically it's about a woman who doesn't really want to get married and she meets a man and they have, you know, they go head to head and she can't annoy him. She gets annoyed by him. He gets annoyed by her. But at the end, of course, they fall in love with each other.
Right.
So typical English love.
There was Pride and there was Prejudice in that time.
A lot of
stuff there. But in this case, we got zombies, guys.
Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy.
Right. And let's play the trailer here. And this you said it was a graphic novel, right?
Or yes. It was actually a book first, and then the graphic novel, they adapted it and made it into a graphic novel as well.
It's a fun idea because I think
it's a beautiful graphic novel.
Yeah.
The pencil work alone is...
Oh, really?
Amazing.
That one? Because it seems like a cool concept. I'm pretty sure with the graphic novel, you'd be even cooler because you get to see it more like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
when you should have brought it in.
Yeah.
I could have looked at it. Sorry. I figured you'd have one, but...
Jorge, stop the show. We'll get Hillary, let's get over
I gotta go home. Get an Uber.
Let's go. Get your Uber now. That's good. Well, let's play it here. This is starring Lily James, and you said from Downton Abbey.
From Downton Abbey. Yeah, she plays Lady Rose.
See, I don't, you know, for a long time, I thought it was Downtown Abbey.
Like Downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah, or something. Or just, I was like.
Downtown.
I thought it had something to do with Downtown, like Abbey Road. I was like, is that what that means? I was like, Abbey Road. Maybe it's Downtown Abbey Road. That's what that means.
Downton.
Oh, gosh. I wish.
Great show.
I you know, that's the thing. I heard, like, I always watch these shows and everything. I always go like, I don't know. Is this fit for me? I mean. I'm busy watching Chips. I don't know.
Which they are also making into a movie.
Is that Chips? Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Shooting right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's right. What's her name? Wilmer Valderrama playing a paunch.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And then,
good luck with all that.
All right, Chips.
Let's see. Because, you know, we needed Chips. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Let's see. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies starring Lily James. Lady Rose. Oh, boy. Well, let's see. Yeah. Oh, boy. I think that was a zombie.
Yeah, because it takes place literally already after the zombie attack.
Oh.
So they're already aware of what's out there.
Right. Uh-oh. And so now they're...
It began with the Black Plague.
There we go. I was going to explain
the
it.
Black then. Plague.
Yeah. Black
Within
plague.
Weeks, the dead began to rise.
Scary.
It's nothing creepier than that.
No.
Hunting for human flesh. Now, the few of us that are left have only one way to survive. We must bring the fight to them.
I would just move. Just move to France.
And some training for this my whole life.
First, wife, your choices be right here in this room.
My daughters are trained for battle, sir. Not the kitchen.
A woman must have a thorough knowledge of singing, dancing, and the art of war.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That's where I put my knife.
I shall never relinquish my sword.
Right in F. Like,
in case you were wondering.
Yeah, just check it. No. You want to put it in like a pocket, maybe? A little
no. The right man wouldn't ask me to. We were born to be wild.
For love. Oh, wow. You gotta have love in there.
For family. Even more important.
Yeah. That's in it. Wow. So I know how to cut the heads, too.
Yeah, that's Mr. Always. Darcy.
Yeah, oh, bitch. It's good. Prejudice.
Kind of exciting.
I do not know which I admire more. Your skill as a warrior. Or your resolve as a woman.
Ooh. And that was Lena Headey just with the eye patch.
But, she's in Game of Thrones?
Yes.
There we go.
As a blonde.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And also Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Oh, that's
Sarah
right.
Sarah Connor.
Yeah. See, you know your stuff. There we go. So you're going to... We're going to have to, right? Yeah.
Right. But that's why I'm here, right?
Exactly. Yeah, like you have gonna have to go to WonderCon. Yeah, you don't want to be like going up to one and going like, wait, I don't know who that person is. Like, what?
Right. Can you name all the senators, or can you name actors?
Yeah, it's like because senators screw that.
Senators screw.
I wonder
that.
If there's like political con or something like that, where it's a bunch of guys like a convention all about like.
Yeah, I think it's called the Republican National.
Is
convention.
That what it is? Is that what it is? Oh, that'd be great. My
the
booth.
DNC.
Like I would love to see if, like, what's the name? Like, any of those guys, you know, coming in, like, old Republican, like George W. or something, going, like, have a booth and just being, like, waiting for their signature to sign something and be like, hey, hey, how's it going?
I believe that is how it is.
Yeah, that's how it is. Like, $5 or something for, you know, a photo with him or whatever.
Although I used to just protest outside all of those conventions.
Really?
Oh, yeah, sure. Wow. In my 20s, I was really into protesting.
Really? You're like, fuck you. When you would go like that. Were you ever arrested?
No, although there was this one time, it was the Democratic National Convention in 2000, and it was when Rage Against the Machine played a free live concert in downtown LA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there were a lot of people who were getting into trouble. There was like this whole group of people. It looked like they were like zombies or something, trying to bring it back around here.
There you go.
Yeah. And they were getting into some trouble.
Wow. Wow. That's
hardcore. I never got in trouble.
You never got. You're a good girl.
I was a good girl. I'm there to just march and like shout things.
You're an actual protester. You're not like fucking around. You're like, yeah. Cause,
not part of the black hand or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You're not like throwing a brick in a window or something like that. It's like, okay.
No, but I did see this kid who tried to push over a mailbox.
Really?
And I just went up to him. I put my hand on his shoulder and he said, son, you do not want to do this.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
And then he flipped me off and ran away.
Wow, that's a pretty good way. I don't think his protesting skills are not good at all.
He's
flicking something off. He's very young. But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I would be upset if they flipped it. I'd be like, I have a bill to pay. Whatever it is, like I got, that's probably in the booth. That's probably great. Now I got a finance charge on top of that because it didn't come in because it was in the middle of a riot.
Get away from that mailbox, man.
Like, come
it's
on.
Government property.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess that goes against the whole point of protesting.
Right. But I'm like, I still got to pay my bills because I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to have water. I mean, you know, there wasn't online banking back then a whole lot. So
there really wasn't. Yeah.
So, but Pride and Prejudice, it looks pretty cool. It looks pretty, but my thing is like, you know, with the zombies like they had the Black Plague or this, you know, or how do you call it? Black
Plague.
Plague or how she said it.
Yeah. It's the Black Plague.
Plague. There we go. Yeah.
Which they say originally started because of rats.
Right. But then they actually found out that it was
a bubonic plague.
Like it was like a hamsters or some a guinea pig or something. Like it was like a hamster, I think was
rodent.
Actually. Yeah. It wasn't rats. And so rats got the bad end of that stick.
Don't they always?
Well, you know, yeah, that's the thing, you know.
It's you dirty rat.
Yeah, and it's like people are like freak out, and it's like, and
you
never
say you dirty guinea pig.
Right, exactly. And I always find it funny when people freak out about rats, and the rats are actually running away from you, and people still freak out. it's like it's running away from you. Like it doesn't want to be a...
No, you should chase the rat. If you see a group of rats running, run in their direction.
Right, and that's how they run away.
Because they're obviously running away from something.
Right.
that you can't see or smell yet.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right. So imagine, right?
Right. But I think the trailer looks really awesome. It totally hints upon the graphic novel. And I don't know if you read the novel.
No.
Yeah. No. It was really good.
Isn't there another literary, like some type of old literature that's also, they mixed in with something also like, what was it like with the octopus or a squid? I'm trying to remember. It was like Pride and Prejudice, because I remember that came out, and then there was something else. Like they were trying to unite or put other
Oh, sure. Like, I thought that was around the same time as Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah,
Vampire Hunter.
Right. Yeah. And I remember I read that and I didn't really like it. I was like,
And then they made a movie about it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't seen the film. So no, I didn't comment.
I read the book and I wasn't really too thrilled. And I was like, I get, like for me, I get the concept, but I'm like, I don't know. It's like
this one's cooler because A, you've got females fighting,
right?
And who doesn't like that?
Yeah,
you know, it's almost a little like Fox Force 5 action,
right?
You got to, you know, sexy females.
Bill Cosby's not going to watch this.
He's not allowed to.
No, he's probably like women fighting. He's like that's ridiculous.
I mean, you've got females fighting. They've got knives on their legs,
right,
up their skirts.
Right.
We've got zombies, which I mean, I don't know about you, but I always felt like maybe the zombie trend is kind of going.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Is this the last zombie movie out there?
It couldn't be. How could it ever be the last?
Because when I was I always say that when I was when back in my day,
which was like 2 years ago.
No, but it was like Return of the Living Dead and or Night of the Living Dead or something and all dead
Day of the Dead.
Dead and, the whole thing was dead, and then for a long time, it was just those type of movie or those type of franchises. But then. Yeah, like after 28 days later and everything kept going like, okay, where can we put these zombies? Where can we do this? Where can we do that? And it
seems
like,
who are we going to focus on? Right?
Yeah, and then that's the thing. For me, I always say, like, I think when I saw World War Z, like, I remember being like,
the book was really great.
Yeah.
And then the movie fell short for me.
But. Really? Yeah, I don't know. It was okay, but I get to the point where I'm like, I don't know. I think it always goes back to 28 days later. I'm like, is it going to be like that, or is it going to be or like Walking Dead? And I always go like, when Walking Dead, like the TV show, when it comes out, where him waking up in the hospital,
similar,
and it's like, and that's probably to me is like the best opening of 28 days later. It's like, you wake up and you're like, nobody's around. Like, how freaking scary is that? You know, and you're walking in like the busiest square in the whole city. Nothing was there. And then you see cash on the floor and he's picking everyone. He was picking it up and he's like, what's going, where is everybody?
Right, right. Am I dead?
Yeah.
Is this hell looks like?
Yeah. And it's like, it's this very eerie thing. And I think that's what the beauty of that. That was yet another specific zombie saying, hey, let's just make it as realistic as we could do that for.
And he had Legend. And
yeah.
That was interesting.
Right. So I don't know. This one, I might check it out. I might actually check out the graphic novel first. And then
I should have brought it. You could have borrowed it. The artwork's beautiful on it. And it looks like they are capturing the beauty of the artwork in this film thus far.
Because that's the thing. It fits perfectly with the Black Plague and all that because it's like you're in that time.
Yes. And it's British love. I mean, what's better than British love?
Come on. You know, please.
Completely undying, unspoken.
Exactly. The whole thing, you know, it's like, I want to do a movie and I want to put every British, like Judy Dench in there, Anthony Hopkins, everybody alive, like everybody.
Harry Potter?
Doesn't matter. Like I was going to say Alan Rickman, but he died.
It's been a tough week.
Yeah. So I was going to say every British known living actor is going to be in some British movie and say like, and it's going to get down to like that time frame. I'm like, I don't know. We'll think of something to put in, but I want everybody involved.
I thought they already did that with the Harry Potter franchise.
That was a different. I want one more with Harry.
One more?
Yeah, I want like Harry Potter's just a kid. You know, I want some. I want some real love. I want some scandal. You know what I mean? Come on, more.
And you want
things.
It set in this time.
In that time, exactly.
I think you're really going to enjoy Downton Abbey.
Okay, all right, let's check it. You know, and then maybe even add Morgan Freeman. He was a Robin Hood. Remember he was in that movie? I love how in that movie, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, the two
as the
main
painted
characters.
Faced man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Him and what's his name?
Kevin Costner. Who started with the British accent, but by the end of the film did not have one.
I think the director was like, you know what, guy? I know you did Dancing with Wolves, but let's lose it. It's forget it. It's not.
He's like Tom Cruise and Valkyrie. He was the only guy who did not have a British accent.
It's like, I know, and that's the thing, and that's what. When Alan Rickman died, I said rest in peace. I said he was a great actor because he did two character accents in the movie Die Hard.
Right.
Like he was a British guy. He played his German accent perfectly, or however that was. And then when he got caught by there, he did that texting or that southern accent.
Yeah, he was trying to
trick him or something like that.
And they were smoking the cigarette,
right? And he so I'm like, that's crazy. Like you're an actor, but yet you're doing two types of different ones, and then going back into that other original one. Like that's crazy.
Well, most English actors can do American accents better than we can.
Yeah, and that's
in
kinda,
my book.
That's kind of eerie. You know, back in the, you know, I remember they used to complain, you know, in California, like they said that, you know, Mexican taking a lot of jobs. And I'm like, you know, I think now American guys should, you know, actors are like, hey, what if with these British, New Zealand and Australian guys taking our roles? Yeah. We speak English, you know,
well,
we speak American.
Technically in England, you have to be a citizen in order to be on the stage.
Really?
Either that or a big Hollywood movie star. But you can't just show up and have a work permit, you have to be a resident. So, yeah.
Gosh, oh, brother.
I know.
Ridiculous.
You could go to Australia, I suppose.
I guess.
They keep taking a lot of our acting jobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They keep taking our thing, and I'm like, and then when doing these interviews, I would be like, the guy from Walking Dead, like the main guy. And I'm like, and I'm like, what? Like, what are you, why do you, I'm like, why
you
do you
play the jilted lover in Love Actually?
Yeah. And I go like, and even then I would still go like, I'm like, come on, dude, what's your real accent? Talk. I'd be like, this ditch. They're your British actor or whatever it is. Just ditch it. Just talk to me in American accent.
The same as like a Apollo in Battlestar Galactica. He was a British actor.
Okay.
When he speaks in his British accent, you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. That's not Apollo's voice.
Right.
Right.
Come on. It's weird. It's ridiculous. But you know what's ridiculous? The next one, Deadpool.
Ooh.
We're going to watch the Red Band trailer here, guys.
Yeah. This is the... So kids, make sure your parents will let you listen to this podcast.
Is Deadpool the... what is he? Is he like a vigilante, right?
No, he's more of like a scientific experiment.
Gone
so
right.
He's really kind of an offshoot of the X-Men series,
right?
Because it has to deal with Stryker and all the experience he was doing,
right?
So he has all these different abilities that Stryker put into him from a various amount of people who had abilities. So like he has an adamantium skeleton. Mm-hmm. He's got the, you know, ability to shoot lasers out of his eyes. So,
of course.
You know, he's all over the place, but we're talking about a new type of Deadpool.
Okay.
Not the one who is in X-Men Origins, Wolverine Deadpool.
No, this guy has more of a press out. Okay. Yeah. Let's play this. And this is Ryan Reynolds is playing, right?
Yeah. And I have some interesting things to say about that.
Oh boy. Ryan, if you're listening, get ready.
Yeah.
I love you, Wade Wilson. We can fight this.
You're right. The cancer's only my liver, lungs, prostate, and brain. All things I can live without.
What if I told you we can make you better? You're a fighter. We can give you abilities most men only dream of. Make you a superhero.
You just promise you'll do right by me. So I can do right by someone else.
No.
And
no.
Please don't make the super suit green or animated.
One thing that never survives this place is a sense of humor.
We'll see about that, Posh Spice.
Oh,
come on.
Right?
You gonna leave me all alone here with less angry Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh boy. He had it coming. He did have it coming. Yeah.
He's mouthy. It's a new type of superhero.
Yeah. You just beat up a bunch of guys to the Salt and Pepper music.
Wait! You may be wondering why the red suit. Well, that's so bad guys can't see me bleed. This guy's got the right idea. He wore the brown pants.
Daddy Whoa. Needs to express some rage.
So he's like shooting.
Really good with guns.
Yeah.
And knives.
Right. I wish, I think Spider-Man wishes he was this guy. I have a feeling. Oh, is that a classic?
It reeks like old lady pants.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Oh, wow. Oh, calm down.
Motherfucker, you are hard to look at.
Like a testicle with teeth.
You look like Freddy Krueger face-fucked a topographical map of Utah.
Exactly.
Okay, from Silicon Valley.
Yeah, yeah, CJ Miller.
Yeah.
Wow. There's also that other woman. She was also in MMA, too, in this movie. I forgot her name, but
the other one who plays an X-Men character.
Oh. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Ronda Rousey should have been this movie.
Seriously.
You are haunting. You look like an avocado had sex with an older avocado.
Thank you.
Wow. All right. There we go.
Very exciting. This movie has been in the works since 2011.
Wow.
Five years to make this movie.
Is it why so long? Is it because they were trying to find...
Well, technically, it's owned by Fox. It's not through Disney and Marvel. So there's all this kind of...
All this red tape. They got to get there.
Correct.
Right there. But,
this is a first-time directorial debut for the director.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I was reading some stuff about this, and some people claim that Ryan Reynolds is just comic book character death.
Well, he did the Green Lantern,
and that was a bomb.
but my thing is like, well, I mean, the Green Lantern, like as a kid, but when you see it on screen, you're like, I don't think he has that punch. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of there. Like if they did,
he's a good side character.
Like if they did Justice League, he would be great to have it on there. But his whole story isn't really that.
No.
Like, it doesn't have that much meat to put up in the movie. Maybe a silly TV show on like
great. Actually, I know one of the writers from the animated series.
Okay.
And that's a really great animated series. If you haven't seen that, watch the Green Lantern animated series because they have some beautiful episodes.
Right.
So he was one of the main writers on that. I don't know. We'll see. You know, the thing about Deadpool that's really fun about him in the comic books is that he always breaks the fourth wall.
Right. That's the thing. Yeah.
And he's really cheeky.
Uh-huh.
So that... Everybody was sort of sad and angry when he showed up in the Wolverine movie and his mouth was literally surgically shut because the best thing about Deadpool is all of
what it comes out
nasty things that he says.
Right.
So how can he say any of these nasty things if his mouth is surgically shut?
Boy.
So at least they didn't do that to him in this movie.
Imagine that, right?
Nobody likes a mime, so.
That's the thing. Like the only person I could think of that was like kind of like the badass but didn't talk was Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe, the original one.
Yeah.
Like he was badass because I mean he didn't really need to talk. He just kicked everybody's ass.
Right.
Like,
and he wasn't a main character. But
the thing is, what was funny about Snake Eyes is that he would kind of say things like he would do the okay. You know what I mean? Like he would be like, "Is that okay?" Like Snake Eyes, and he would give like the okay thing. Uh-huh. And he'd be like, "Okay, he knows. Right. We're on the same page."
Sign language.
Yeah, exactly. So I think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know much about Deadpool, which is kind of like, for me, it's going to be, I think I'll just see it because I never know much about it. And I did like that whole thing about Stryker when I see with the Wolverine and the whole thing. Because I remember the last X-Men, it was like that whole thing where you find, you know, spoiler alert, I know.
Right. But don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. If you haven't seen it this long, sorry.
Sorry.
I apologize. All right. But still.
But it's a fun offshoot character, kind of like Ant-Man was a good, fun offshoot character. Yeah. Although this is also coming out in February, and February is usually, you know, the dump month.
Right.
January and February. Anything that comes out, we're like, nobody's paying attention anyway because we've got all the awards shows. Right. And
I think, yeah, and especially February, I think it's because it's one of those things where, you know, some of the movies that come out, like, I was like, when I saw some of the movies come out, I'm like, oh, brother, what a weirdo. It was like a weird, like... I'm like, yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I know, like, because if it wasn't for Star Wars, I don't think they would have had a great year. And I go, like, well, if you're doing, like, some cheesy movie sometimes, like, I mean, when I look at the trailer, I look at some movie, I'm like, really? Someone's going to see this movie? Like, that's crazy, you know? Like, when I see, like, an Adam Sandler movie coming out, I'm like... Like, there was, like, one movie he did with Adam Sandberg where he was, like, the crazy dad and the thing. Oh, and yeah, I remember seeing this whoa.
Wow.
Like...
Well, comedians gotta make comedy.
I mean, I get, like, I'm looking at it going, like, I guess, but it's like, maybe without Adam Sandler, I think it would have been better.
Yeah, somebody's gotta pay the piper, so.
Yeah, so I.
And he does most of those through his own company now anyway, so. Yeah,
he's not worried about this.
No.
But speaking of comedy, let's get into the last movie right here. How to Be Single.
How does one be single?
That's a good question. This is produced by Drew Barrymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A doll. Love her.
And it's starring Dakota Johnson.
Mm-hmm. From 50 Shades.
Right. Yeah. Brrr. Yeah. They're doing the sequel, I think, through that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then what's the... And this other British girl, she's a comedian. She's been on
Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, Rebel
Wilson. The blonde.
Wilson, right. She's
from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, she's going to teach Dakota Johnson how to be single. And it's like, but my thing is like, I'm like, this is not going to be a guy. This should have been a guy's movie because that would have been great. Because that would have been like, I'm going to teach you how to be single. All right, dude. It's like,
this is like Sex in the City for the next gen.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I should do it in Sex in the City for guys.
Oh,
right?
Didn't they already do that with Entourage?
That's douchebags.
And the Sex and the City girls weren't like female douchebags.
They were douchey, but you know.
They used to just like eat men and chew them up and spit them out.
I don't know. Like I always
felt sorry for the guys in that show.
Gosh. It was always weird. It's I don't know. Like every time I see that show something, I go like, what life is this? what's going on over here? You know? And I don't know. And then, they call him one guy Mr. Big. I'm like, just call him by his normal name. He's probably, what is he, Brad or something? Just call him that. Like,
no, they have to have fun little names. Like,
yeah, it's like that. What's that other one? McSteamy or McOther?
From Grey's Anatomy.
I'm like. I don't think that would happen if, like, a girl, like, oh, you mean, imagine if it was, like, a guy. Like,
yeah,
it would be odd. It'd be, like, really weird.
Pamela Anderson was just Pam Anderson, right?
Yeah, it wasn't, like...
Barbed Wire. That wasn't even a nickname. It was just a character.
It would just be weird if you call her Busty. I'd be like, what? Like, what's her name? That's her nickname? But, like, imagine that would be, like, why... Why are they calling
Melon
this?
Top?
it's like she's not a porn star. She's a character or something.
Let me check these cantaloupes. I don't know.
So
you're an eggplant.
So how to be single, right here.
I'm very interested.
All right, I get it. You know, this whole thing. You know,
I know breaking up sucks, but you know what's even worse? Wasting a night in New York City. Give it to me,
I'm worth it. We gotta put that song in.
Got it.
Let me teach you how to be single.
Toothpaste. I could see the song. Okay. This song is like a toothpick commercial, I think, right?
No, you don't buy the drinks. Boys buy the drinks.
Oh boy.
Not oh great. Okay. Let's teach the next generation
about that.
Y'all. Yeah. I don't know why I just said y'all. You all would have taken just as much time. Oh my god. Can I have two margaritas?
I love that guy's response. Like, he's like, what?
Because they're all gay.
Yeah, it's probably, yeah.
I mean, like, any men who look that good, I'm sorry.
It's a little bit weird, yeah.
This is not my apartment. Sorry. You were great last night.
Was I?
I can't remember.
You're a pretty girl.
She's amazing.
This is New York City. There's like a billion people outside that door.
In every male-female friendship, there's total number of drinks.
4, 5.
And if you hit that, it means you will definitely have sex.
What?
If I had more than 5 drinks, I'd hook up with you.
My drink number is 27. I wouldn't even touch myself on less than 24.
I'm on a one-night stand.
What about the guy over there?
No, he's too young.
I'm Ken.
Is this one of those fetish things where you're like a foot fetish? Am I the foot?
Do you want to be the foot?
I would leave. I would be like, this is getting weird.
Let's get some French toast.
Yeah, I know. She should say that in every movie she does.
She really should.
Step one.
That stuff is for babies
with hangovers. Are we good?
Payment accepted. Let's go.
What?
Really?
I would be like, excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah, I tried that once. It didn't work.
No, wow.
Wait 4 hours to respond.
I should try that.
If you use an
emoji, I think you should definitely
be like,
try that.
No! An emoji! Oh!
Whoa.
The thing about being single the boob? Is,
yeah.
You should cherish it.
Oh my god, stop having a moment. The boys wanna be her. The girls wanna be her.
You really need to get that taken care of.
What do you mean? I barely have any hair.
You should close your legs. There's a reason I stopped watching Duck Dynasty. Is that Tom Hanks from Castaway?
She's like doing the same thing that like happened in Deadpool.
Right, yeah, completely.
No penis shall pass.
Yeah. She's doing this like she should have. That would have been great if she goes, it looks like an avocado had sex with another. It's like, what does that meme mean?
That's the line from 2016.
Yeah, exactly. Just be that in every movie. It's like, you know, like when, like, Where's the Beef? You know, yeah. Like that was like a TV. Like it was like,
it's like an avocado ate an old ugly avocado.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That should be the line right there.
Well, I think we just started it now.
Yeah, I think so. It's like you
right here at this moment.
And it could be anything. It's like, you could be like, that looks like, it could be like a, yeah, it's like someone drawing. It's like, wow, that looks like a, that's like an avocado fucked an old avocado.
Maybe this needs to be one of my little drawings for WonderCon.
There we go.
People walk around with these little books all the time saying, draw me something. I'll pay you $50.
Wow. Now, oh my God.
It's going to be an avocado eating an ugly old one.
That would be great. Imagine. I don't know what that means. I think you just draw Deadpool without the mask. That's basically what you draw. But you know, let me ask you this. Let me ask, because I always feel like, you know, watching Star Wars, The Force Awakens, you know, that line when he tells, you know, Luke Skywalker is saying, like, you know, you have the Force, like, my father has it, I have it, my sister has it, and you have it. You know, when you're drawing or so, if you have a kid or whatever, like if you were thinking, do you think they would have, because I know, like I have a friend of mine that she sings and her mom sings, her dad sings, and her family sings. And I always go like, it's almost like the Force. Like, it's kind of like it goes down.
I would say yes.
Yeah. I don't know if
because
that is that, yeah.
I got this, I would say ability from my dad's side of the family.
Okay.
Everyone in his family is an artist.
Right.
Some of them ended up, you know, doing things with it, and others became government employees.
No, that's what you got to do. Either one or the other.
You know, no, honestly, you know? It was something I was always able to do.
Right.
You just have to refine your talents and ability, right. I suppose. See, but it does run in the family. Yeah. Although I would have liked to have maybe the Force. Although I do have a question about the Force.
Okay.
Why do we have, if you have the Force, why is it always coming out of your hand?
Well,
it's a way
to.
Something I never really understood.
Well, you could project it. I think you project it more forcefully with your hand. Like,
why
you
not
know,
your foot?
Well,
or your nose?
You
know, like what if they had, you know, maybe Daisy Ridley and she understands the Force all of a sudden, but she gets it through her foot and just points her foot at people.
But that's the thing. I mean,
what
if she
is
had
it
foot,
with
yeah,
the
but
hand?
I don't know. I think the hand is because you. Holding it, maybe you're not kicking it, maybe,
but
I don't know.
It's like the Force, shouldn't you just have it with your mind? I never understood this.
Well, you know what, I
to digress.
I think it works. I think the hand thing works more with the dark side, because remember in episode 4 when that guy is mocking the Force and
just Darth squeezes Vader, his neck from across the room.
And mind you, Darth Vader had killed every, what he assumed, every Jedi and everything. And he's like, why are you like saying this? And he's like, you know, and he goes, I found, and he just goes that thing with this. And it's
And
it's, and
like
that to me, it's like, yeah, he's probably like, he's so like, he hates
the kids in the hall. Like, I squunch your head. Or like,
but I think Darth Vader hated this guy and what he was saying so much that he didn't even want to touch him.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, you're making fun of the Force. He's like, listen, buddy, you don't even know what your fuck you're talking about. All right. Just shut up. Okay. You know? And that's like, I think maybe the Force has worked because in the Kylo Ren, I think also stops like a laser coming at him and he uses it with his hand.
But
too.
Why?
Well, he can, you know, I think he
can't,
I don't
just
know.
Imagine it and it stops. Like, uses
I think he's more dramatic that way.
I see.
I think you know, because you do, you know, when you do this thing, when you do the chokehold,
the hand,
and you do the hand, it's more of a visual thing, and I think people are like, okay, well, he's doing the choke sign, so I'm not going to stay in the room. I'm out of here. You know what
I mean? I'm out of this meeting.
Because if he's just thinking about it, it's like I would be like, I'm never going to meet with the guy.
Right. I'm going to go flirt with Sally, an accountant.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm staying in the stall for like half an hour.
That's okay. Right.
You know what I mean? So that's what I don't know. But how to be single?
Yeah,
it looks like
so they're just going around having sex like men?
I guess. Like I remember is it like,
not to diss your gender, but you know.
Yeah, I guess,
right?
I guess so.
Men can just run around and have sex and not feel anything, and so she's teaching her how to be that.
I guess so.
Or it's like women are supposed to have feelings about it, or
I guess it's like, hey, let's try to be like a more, you know, yeah, like try to be loose, try to be like this, you know, have fun. And it's like,
show your boobs off to,
yeah, to guys, yeah, to random guys and see if that works.
We'll give you baby formula to drink in the morning after a hangover.
Because that works all the time, you know.
Yeah. Well, girls do get a lot of free stuff.
Yeah.
It's true.
I guess, you know, it's the way it is. It's the way the culture, I guess, sometimes.
Well,
you know. Depends on, you know.
You got to get something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you could buy, it's like in Seinfeld, right? You could get out of a ticket. You could do this. Remember, he had like that real pretty, like good-looking girlfriend. And
he always had the good-looking girlfriends.
Jerry Seinfeld was not ashamed about casting. I'll tell you that when it came about his girlfriend. Like it was always like, really? You know?
Right.
The only one most realistic girlfriend girlfriend was Janine Garofalo when he was like the.
And there was one. It was like his polar. It was,
right.
It was not polar opposite, but it was his.
It was him. His twin. Yeah, and that was like the most realistic. I can imagine.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah, so I.
But you know, they do say that women really like funny guys.
Okay.
More than looks, they will go with a guy who makes them laugh. Because you have to think about it in the long run. When you're 90 and you're in diapers, the looks have gone. They've been gone for years. But if somebody can make you laugh,
it's there.
Then you keep them around.
Right. You know, I mean,
George was the bigger one. Like, I never understood why the women dated
like
George.
He would date like these pretty girls, and I would be like,
really pretty,
but his personality wasn't even like that great.
He lived with his parents.
I don't know. Whatever it is, but whoever did the casting was like, I mean, they got an earful by some of the guys, you know.
Make sure they're the hottest actresses in the business now.
It's like, don't care. I don't care. Like, if they're, you know, I know, and actually I know somebody, I met somebody, and she was a model, and she was cast in a Seinfeld episode, and it was an episode where, like, George was like in some like club with all these models and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then he had a photo of this girl, and the girl's like, this is me, you know, like that. Like, that was like
his like quote unquote girlfriend.
No, she
something?
Wasn't a girlfriend. Like, he was trying to impress the girls, and he goes, like, this is like, oh, this is my ex fiance.
Oh, right, right, right.
Or
right,
died,
right.
Or whatever. And they would be like, oh, wow. You got to think, because they were very good observation, because like, if you're with a good looking girl, then another good-looking girl would say,
absolutely,
wow, what's about this? You know? And it's like,
So it's like catnip.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's funny, when I see this How to Be Single, I go, I know a lot of women, even my sister and friends of mine, sometimes they're just like relationship after relationship. Like, they'll break up with
serial
somebody.
Relationships.
And it's like, like within a month, it's like with another relationship, and that's like another 3 years.
Yep,
or friend. And I'm like, Jesus, like, that's crazy.
I think it's really important to be single.
Yeah.
It's important to know yourself, because how can you ever get along with anybody else if you never know yourself?
Exactly. Yeah. But
I don't know about this whole, like, men should be buying the drinks all the time. I was never a girl like that.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe I missed out on that test or that exam or something.
Like, but I don't mind it, but sometimes it's like, I mean, I'll be like, well, I don't get that like every single time. I mean,
every single time. Yeah. I know. I find that really annoying.
I'm going to be like George Cassandra going like, well, at least approach to open your bag. Like, you're going to pay for it. You know, at least something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you're talking to a girl who also has like a miter saw at home and like saws wood.
Exactly. Oh, what, you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I love carpentry.
Wow, you're
really, really getting into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's calm down.
Let's go. All right.
No. You'll make me a table soon enough, okay? Please.
I know.
There we go.
After all this lovely furniture.
I know. I have like this weird, like amazing furniture.
You kind of do.
And it's like, and I'm like, I don't even deserve it. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a crazy world here. You know what I mean? But Hillary, thanks again.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for doing this show. And good luck with WonderCon.
Thank you.
Have you had fun there?
Come to my table.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'll check it out.
The Chroma Bear.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. And that's where we can find you, right?
Yep, the Chroma Bear. You'll see my sign and everything. It has a big bear, and it looks like he's like, rah.
Is that's character day, or is that something you're
just my business title? Right, it's there. Basically me.
What came out of Chroma Bear? Like, what is that? Like,
well, you know, I'm a California native, and when I was a little girl, my mom used to call me Bear all the time. And then
you're gonna growl a lot and
actually
you would have in your room. You don't want to,
if I'm on a deadline, you do not want to mess with me.
Oh, wow.
So
I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that. It's like, she did growl at me. That's why she is Chroma Bear.
Chroma Bear.
She's the Chroma Bear. And no, definitely I can't. And you know, yeah, it's great. I love the illustrations and the whole thing. I have a friend too, that she also, and I've had, she was on the show, and I also like her ideas while illustrating, and it's always cool. It's like, for me, that's always a talent. That's like a superpower, because for me, like as a kid, I would always want to draw.
Aww.
And then when I would draw, I would be like, this looks nothing what I just thought of. It looks atrocious.
Well, it takes a lot of practice.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And for me, it never could adapt. Like I always try to do things, and I would always have to like put a paper on it and like trace it over.
That's a good way to start learning.
Okay. I'll start doing that.
Because really drawing is just about shapes.
Yeah.
Putting certain shapes together.
You know, I would put shapes sometimes, and I would be like, oh, this happens to look like something else.
Mm-hmm.
Not what I would envision, but it looks something else. But.
And to be really decently good at anything, you got to spend at least 10,000 hours doing it.
Yeah, that's right. I spoke to somebody about that, the 10,000 hour rule.
Totally true.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thank you again, Hillary.
And
thanks for Jorge for filling
in
one more time. Welcome back to the city of Guatemala. or from the city of Guatemala. There we go. With the beautiful, well, no, you don't have beaches there, right?
You have big beaches?
Not in the city.
Not in the city, but you were just in the city right there. Okay, just checking.
Lots of beaches.
Yeah. And the skiers and snowboarders, please resolve this. I know it's the wintertime, but let's just resolve this. Okay, guys?
That's right.
Everybody, come to your senses.
That's
Thank you. There you go. All right. Hasta la vista, baby. That's a good line. That was a line for the 90s right
there.
That's
great.
There we go. Well, thank you, everybody. And please come to your senses.
Receive this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.